You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A workshop was held in Apia, Samoa last week to address the effects of ocean acidification. The event was part of an international project by Climate and Pacific Groups, which will see Tokelau piloting a new monitoring system for ocean and coral reef health. Funding for the project comes from New Zealand and the Prince of Monaco. I spoke with Professor Abby Smith from Otago University's Department of Marine Science about the implications of this for the greater fight against ocean acidification, and I began by asking her how ocean acidification posed a threat to sea life.
Ocean acidification happens because of CO2 in the atmosphere being mopped up by the sea, and that CO2 becomes part of the carbonate system in the ocean, and the net result is the lowering of pH, so it doesn't actually, seawater doesn't actually become acid, but the pH goes down, so it becomes a little more acid. And the carbonate ion, which is what most critters use to build shells, also the availability of that goes down. So the main influence of this activity of ocean acidification on animals in the sea is about making it harder for them to make a shell. So things like a fleshy algae or an anemone or a jellyfish don't mostly care. But things that make shells, like snails and clams that we eat, pawa that we love, and especially coral reefs, those kind of things are strongly influenced by this change in carbonate chemistry. And so you find that particularly coral reefs, which are an ecosystem that's already in a lot of stress from temperature going up, from pollution, from land use practices, from overfishing, to add ocean acidification to the mix might just be one step too far.
And this is tied directly to climate change, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's the same cause. They work differently, but putting carbon dioxide in the atmosphere is the ultimate root cause of both things. So global warming happens because of the greenhouse effect. Ocean acidification happens because the ocean absorbs some of the CO2 from the atmosphere. Actually, if the ocean didn't do that, we'd already be fried and the debate would be over.
Right. And is this a particular problem for the Pacific? I mean, we've seen the decline of reefs, throughout that region. Is ocean acidification, is this where it's hitting the hardest, do you think?
The Pacific is hit hard. Probably, in fact, interestingly, the polar oceans will have the most acidification happening because they start from a lower pH anyway, because of the way that the carbonate system interacts with temperature. But most of the critters that are affected are not especially shallow water in a lot of the polar waters. They're deep down, and they aren't much affected by ocean acidification, which is at this point mostly a surface phenomenon. So the things that are going to be affected the most are things like coral reefs that are in very shallow water, and the Pacific has plenty of those. And these coral islands, which are already threatened by so many other things, ocean acidification just feels like the last nail.
Right. So there's a threat of not only losing the food sources for many people, but also the decline of the land that's actually accessible.
The way that coral atolls stay above sea level when sea level is rising is that the corals grow. If the corals can't grow because the water's too acid or because they can't get any food or for what other reasons, sea level rise can't be compensated for and the atoll drowns.
It seems like Tokelau's and the workshop the developments that are happening over there, it almost seems like Tokelau is being used as kind of a test dummy for research into the impacts of ocean acidification. And I mean, that would suggest we don't have a clear solution to it right now. Is that your view?
No.
No?
So Tokelau is desperate. You know, places like Tokelau are aware that only a little bit of sea level rise is needed to destroy their their world.
Right.
Only a little bit of ocean acidification is needed to destroy their corals. Only a little bit more, ecological damage is what it will take to ruin their food sources. They're so much on the edge that it will only take a little bit to push them over the edge. And if I think this workshop is for them to be able to somehow articulate their deep concerns for their home in the face of environmental change, which they are certainly not the ones causing. So, you know, the whole world is producing all this CO2, and they're the ones who will be ankle deep in water. The workshop, it's very nice that they're having a workshop, but we know exactly what causes ocean acidification and global warming, and we know exactly what needs to be done. And if people had the guts to decide we weren't going to dig up any more fossil fuels and we weren't going to make additional CO2, we could slow this process down sufficiently to really give them half a chance. It's not a question of not knowing what we need to do.
That's really interesting, yeah. And I guess...
So we can have workshops. Let's have workshops. That's going to really help.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but, to me, workshops, I'm really happy that people of Tokelau are getting a chance to air their views and a chance to participate in the science around their area. And, of course, as a scientist, I think we should have workshops. But, you know, deep down, that's not going to solve this problem. We know what we need to do. We need to get on and have the guts to do it.
And, yeah, I guess even if it is, you know, a cry for help, I guess there's a danger that people are really just going to look at this as, you know, as the right steps and ignore what needs to be done.
Yeah, why are you fussing? We had a workshop.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they're fussing because they're ankle deep in water that won't sustain the plants and animals they need. That's why, you know, and we can't fix that by holding a workshop. Not that I'm saying we know everything, and not that I'm saying that science doesn't have a role to play here, because it does. But this is a situation where policy needs to step up, take due regard of the science, and get on.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.